I just wonder if also, I mean, there's some sort of, I mean, in order to want to make a change, you have to admit that there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's just too many, especially elected individuals in Texas who are like, no, you know, this happens. Like people freeze to death. It's a thing. Like we've always lived through this. We're fine. Like
right,
climate
right.
change isn't happening. Like storms, you know, these storms are just like other storms. It's just people are unlucky. Why would we make anything different? And you have to stop and say, you know, our world is changing around us pretty mm-hmm. rapidly. And these Absolutely. Are just indicators of that. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to, well, I can't say no one, but I think there's a lot of people.
A lot of people, yeah.
No, we're good. We're good. Why would we have to change anything?
Because I just started the broadcast. I want everyone to know.
You did? Are we?
Yeah.
Stephanie, you're in charge.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Hey.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Welcome to season 4, episode 4 of Over the Ledge Live, the podcast, the number one and some say only political satire show based solely on the Texas legislature. I'm Amy Lowry, and it's time we talked. Over the Ledge gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the shenanigans of the Texas legislature by decoding political headlines and legislators' behavior into easy-to-understand feelings of rage. Let's meet our guests tonight. First up, a moment for our beloved Aaron Salinas. We don't know why he couldn't make it, but he couldn't. Don't worry. I'm sure he's fine. He's fine, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Our first woman off the street guest is Debbie Odette. Debbie is an air quality expert, cat lover, mystical being, guitar playing badass. She met Stephanie on Craigslist. You might recognize her from announcing Over the Ledge last week and as a guitarist from the awesome garage rock band, The Hissy Bits.
Yeah.
Let's welcome Debbie to the show.
All right, Debbie.
Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you.
Moving on up from your trainee position.
I know, like last week it was like I was stocking the shelves and now I'm like on register. It's pretty, it's pretty scary.
I never made it past the deli when I worked at the Piggly Wiggly. I never got to the floor or the
certain. They never pulled coupons at bag groceries.
Mixing up mashed potatoes. Our next person off the street guest is Eric Thronson. Eric is deputy director of a public affairs firm in California. Eric develops and implements legislative strategies for local public agency clients throughout the state. Eric maintains relationships with key members and staff of the state legislature, the administration, and select state agents. This is all very mysterious, it sounds like. What does he really do?
He kills people for a living.
The California CIA. The CIA. He is also Stephanie's work husband from her graduate school days at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, where she was student body president and he was student body treasurer. Backdoor brag in the bio. Awesome. Let's welcome Eric, the longest lasting husband Stephanie has ever had.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, we smuggled a lot of money out of that GPAC $400 account.
Yeah. You don't know how many ill-fitting t-shirts I took.
Our very special celebrity guest for tonight is... us. It's us. Not because we couldn't find someone tonight to join us. No. Not because people said yes, but then said no. Oh no. It's because we're fabulous. And Stephanie's a little scary when you disappoint her.
Yes.
Speaking of, finally, we have the creator and the ruler of the Over the Ledge Empire, who needs no introduction. Stephanie, why didn't I wake up for cowboy breakfast this morning? Chiarella, missed it? Come on.
I purposely missed it.
I meant to ask you if you went.
Well, it's at 6 o'clock in the morning, which you know is pretty hard for me.
That's cowboy hour.
I know, but I was like, you know what? I'd rather sleep. And now I feel guilty. So next year, please remind me that I want to go to Cowboy Breakfast.
If you
I
get invited go. Next year.
I don't know.
Just a reminder, if you like what you're listening to, do we have to ask? You're in a position to help. Please become a patron at whatever level is meaningful to you. It helps us produce this podcast and promote our efforts. Freedom isn't free. It costs $1.05. Or in our case, $5 a month would be super helpful. Now it's time for What's Up in Texas with our host, Stephanie Chiarello.
Hey, everybody. What's up in Texas? Oh, I have to find What's Up in Texas. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you some monologue jokes that I've definitely seen in advance at least once.
Yes.
State Rep. Kerry Isaac has introduced a bill to ban polling places on college campuses in order to, quote, make sure that our campuses are as safe as possible. If the bill passes, these polling places would be moved to what Representative Isaac called a safer venue for Texas students, East Palestine, Ohio. Charles Schwartner was arrested for drunk driving recently. When asked, Senator Schwartner says he plans to plead white privilege. One surprising bill coming up for a vote this session would extend Medicaid coverage to mothers recovering from having a baby. Or as Republican lawmakers put it, free oil changes on your baby machine.
Oof.
Was it my tempo, my tone, or the content? Was it the content?
I would call it the imagery.
Okay. All right. Despite concerns and the legislature doing absolutely nothing to fix the grid, it does seem to be working. Okay, those are my lights flickering for you listeners, yeah. If you're curious what was happening. Greg Abbott released his list of priorities for the session. Among other things, it includes the banning of shaking your hips while doing the Macarena. Okay.
I assume everyone knows about the Macarena. Our listening, our demographic knows.
I hope they're old enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like, almost 20 years ago now, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart came to Texas and did a bit because there was a bill banning sexy cheerleading. And I have found it online before because my former boss, Mike Virial, was interviewed. And the man who introduced it, you know, whoever the correspondent was like, you know, doing the moves and like, is this sexy cheerleading? Is this sexy cheerleading? And, you know, he just was like, you know it when you see it. I'll try to post it. It was pretty funny. Okay. This session, many have asked, what is Representative Herbert Vo up to? I'm kidding. Literally no one has asked that. Is he still in the ledge? I work there and I'm not even sure. I'm sorry, Vo. He's a nice man. Very quiet.
Somebody went after him tonight.
I did. Normally I go after Gary Van Deaver. I mean, who is that? In an effort to address two major Republican culture war issues, a new bill introduced this session would ban, quote, all non-cisgendered Siberian orchestras. Okay. Tom Craddock is still alive. All right. In a concession to climate change activists, the legislature has convened a committee to explore alternatives to coal as a fuel source. To date, the Republican-led committee has returned only one recommendation, so-called clean burning school library books.
They actually produce GHG emissions, I'm telling you. From California, I can tell you that that's true.
Oh, what is a GH what emission?
Greenhouse gas.
Come on, Stephanie.
Oh.
You don't have those in Texas?
We don't have those in Texas.
No. We call them freedom gas. It's freedom gas. Freedom gas. Okay. James Tallarico returned to the legislature after switching districts after redistricting. His new district is a majority Hispanic district. He now insists that his last name is pronounced Tallarico. He's actually my rep. After the legislature banned abortion last session, some are pushing for an exception for cases of rape and incest. And some Republicans are asking for an exception in cases where they knock up their mistresses. We call that the Charles Schwartner clause.
Friendly amendment.
The friendly amendment. The member. The member's member. All right. And finally, this session, Governor Abbott is pushing hard to pass his signature bill, the Respect All Texas Troops Act. The bill would provide free permanent housing for all Texas National Guardsmen in shipping containers along the southern border. And that's what's up in Texas. Thank
those
you.
Those were good jokes.
You know what? Sean and Joe wrote those
nice
jokes.
Nice going, Sean and Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Tallarico!
Are Sean and Joe watching? Oh, they're not? Oh, okay.
We have 5 watchers, though. That's double.
Hey,
thanks, guys.
One thumbs up. Comment if you'd like to, everybody, and I'll try to see if I can find those comments.
One of them's probably my mom.
That's great.
Yay.
Yeah, she watched last week, so we'll have one for this week.
Today's my dad's birthday, but I think he's having a party.
Oh. Happy birthday, Dad. You made a wonderful daughter.
Aw. Okay, that happened again. Okay, audience, let me tell you how this podcast works. On tonight's episode, Debbie and Eric are competing against each other for the coveted most knowledgeable comedian in Austin award. There is no phone a friend in this episode. You're on your own. This award is given to the comedian who knows the most about Texas politics, according to the outcome of the games on our show. Stephanie, show the award.
Looks like last week's award.
I had a whole bunch of them printed in China.
That award gets around, as you can expect. Okay. Whoever wins gets their picture taken, and we will post the picture on our social media, announcing that the winning comedian is the most knowledgeable comedian in Austin. Disclaimer, I think of about 50 episodes, we've successfully done this 4 times. Yeah. Okay, it's March. I'm just letting you know that. We're going to revisit a quiz from the past called Best from the Tests from Season 2. It's good. Could relate to a lot of things. All right, let's play. Stephanie's going to tell you how, and I'm going to keep score.
All right. So what better way to fill in on a show when I didn't write any other games than a montage of all the games we played in the past during Season 2? In Best from the Test, each contestant will get a chance to answer a question we already answered on a previous episode. Not only are they fighting for most knowledgeable comedian, they're fighting to be my number one BFF.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Eric, you're new, so you go first. We started Season 2 with an interview with incoming Senator Sarah Eckhart, who represents Senator Watson's former district. In the game Promises, Promises from that episode, contestants were asked who made the promise quote below. Your choices are going to be Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, or House Speaker Dade Phelan. And here is your quote. We're going to be tackling COVID challenges and ensure better access to healthcare for all Texans. Was that Greg Abbott, Dan Patrick, or Dade Phelan?
I think it was that Dade Phelan guy.
You would think so, but actually Greg Abbott said this. Aww. He was drunk when he said it.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. Damn it.
Yeah.
Is Eric the only person who pronounces Dade Phelan's name Phelan? Because shouldn't that apply to Dan Patrick?
Yeah.
Damn, well.
Oh, I mean,
and Ken Paxton. Ben
Paxton. I think they're all felons, so it worked.
Yeah,
I really want to start a wall of like every legislator who's been pulled out. You know, like every legislator in trouble. I want like a shame wall. Okay, Debbie.
Damn big wall.
Yes. Same setup. It's from the same game. Here's the quote. Lawmakers can have a robust discussion about a Texas solution to Medicaid, one that is revenue neutral. Greg Abbott, Dan Patrick, Dade feeling groovy.
Oh, this is hard because it's so stupid and any one of them could have said it, I feel. I'm going to go with Dan Patrick because... Just cause.
I know you have a crush on him. This was actually Dad Phelan.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it Dad Phelan? I thought it was Dade Phelan.
It is Dade. It is Dade.
She was trying something.
I was trying. Yeah, how to go. I actually own the Twitter handle Dad Phelan, and I was going to make all these dad jokes as if I were Dade, but as you can see, I'm a little busy.
That's a good idea, though.
Eric, the next two questions come from our third episode of season two with House member and MALC chairman Rafael Anchia. In the Texas citizenship game, Texas citizenship game, we asked Texas historic trivia. Eric, in what year did Texas secede from the United States? Was it A, 1836, B, 1861, C, 1845, or D, 2021?
Why are there four of them? That's not fair. There should only be three, because then I have a better chance. I mean, 2021 seems likely, but I think it was probably one of those older ones.
Yes, I think you've narrowed it down.
Yeah. All right, yes. Yeah, so
I think it definitely starts with an 18.
1849.
That was not one of your choices.
Oh, damn it. What is something like that, though? 1840-something.
Here, I'm going to try to put it as a banner here.
1861.
You're right. How'd you...
All right.
What? Because that was the only other number I remembered.
Okay, well, there's
that. All right. Score one for
Okay,
Eric.
You got it. So all Texas right. Take that, Debbie.
Trash talk, let's go.
I got so one. I'm going to be her BFF, whether you like it or not.
We don't get enough trash talk on the show.
I want more.
Yeah.
So yesterday was actually Texas Independence Day.
Yes, it was.
Do you know where we got our independence from? Yes, the French.
I was going to say,
yeah.
No, it's Mexico. When we, you know, when we were like, no. We just borrowed the land, but what I meant was it's mine.
Was that the Alamo?
No.
No, the Alamo happened before that.
Battle of San Jacinto was the, right?
Well, no, the Alamo, we were like, no, we're going to be our own country. And then the Alamo and stuff happened after. Great. Well, we'll revisit this in the
next like canon. Didn't
the
we
panelists.
I didn't grow up here, so
I was going to say the people from California and Colorado seem to know more about it than the Texan.
The Eric is Texan. From Oregon.
No, I'm not. You big jerk.
Okay, Debbie.
Yes.
How many Texas constitutions are there? Yes, there are more than one. Like, how many have there been in their complete iteration? Is it 5? 3, 2, 7.
Oh, 3 popped into my head, so I'm going to go with 3.
You would be wrong. It is 7.
Again, 7?
7. The 7th Constitution is the current one, drafted February 15th, 1876.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we haven't introduced one since.
Yeah. We just keep amending this one.
Right, that's right. Because there's like 300 amendments or something. Right? Yeah. A crazy amount, yeah.
Okay, wow. Eric, in our third episode, this is season 2, we were joined by TikTok wonders and activists, Zane Smith and Holland Freeling. We just survived Winter Storm Uri and had a few questions about ERCOT in our game, ERCOT or not not? Number one, true or false, ERCOT stands for Energy Resources Company of Texas.
True.
False.
I know this one.
Okay, for the steel.
Energy Resource Council of Texas.
Sorry, it is. It's irony here, guys. The Energy Reliability Council of Texas.
Oh. Okay. I thought ERCOT was a big dome at Disneyland.
Is that, what is that called? Epcot. So I did just have a gentleman come in and explain what happened during Storm Uri to me, because we now sit on that committee and I should know. And apparently there's FERC and NERC, and one is like the federal environment or something, and the other one is like the New England. And I just want to write a story about FERC and NERC. Go FERC and NERC, like the two things in remember in Sesame Street, who like one had their hands up high and one had their hand on low, and they had to share. FERC and NERC. Everything's fine. Debbie.
Yes.
Same game, true or false? Governor Greg Abbott appeared shaken in his address to Texans on the winter storm and insisted that, quote, the buck stops here, and he would take complete responsibility for his part in the disaster. True or false?
False.
That is correct. False.
That was kind of a gimme. Come on.
Look out. They're tied.
Okay. Well, now we have a game.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were going to say his knees buckled as he stood at the podium and he fell back into his chair. Oh, I can't.
That only happened when he saw a drag performance. Eric, pollster Jim Henson joined us on our fourth episode of season two. In the game, survey says, we asked the comedians to analyze questions from polls that he had conducted within the state, and the results never cease to amaze me. This is a multiple choice question. A recent poll asked Texans to identify whose armed forces won the Battle of the Alamo in 1836. The results were more surprising than you think. So who actually won the Battle of the Alamo? Was it A, the Republic of Texas? B, the United States of America? C, the Confederate States of America? Or D, Mexico?
Mexico, come on.
Right.
How could you get that wrong?
Well, see, in Texas history, we're taught that Texans never lose.
Oh, yeah.
Davy Crockett and Jimmy Buffett fought to the end at the Alamo.
Not Jimmy Buffett. That's awesome. He was singing about Margaritaville the entire time.
Okay. Okay. Right, I'm going to not say that. Okay. Debbie.
Yes.
Same question, same poll. What is the percentage of voters who prioritize controlling the COVID virus over helping the economy in Texas? This question is not fair. Okay, the percentage of voters who prioritize COVID over the economy. Was it 37 for COVID, 43 to the economy, 26 virus, 54 economy, 47 virus, 43? Or 50-50. So a little bit less, a lot less, a little bit more, or 50-50.
Oh, I don't think it wasn't 50-50. What was B?
B was 26 for the virus, 54 for the economy.
Just because this is Texas, I'm going to go with B.
Good try. It was actually 47 for the virus and 43 for the economy.
Okay. Yes, but well, that's.
I'm surprised.
It is. Yeah. Side note, 10% of voters didn't give a shit and didn't answer this question.
Well.
Yeah.
Surprise,
because they were all off at a drag show. Just right. Into women.
Women.
See, Stephanie, drag. I think the thing you're pointing out with that was that Texans in general, at least a majority of them, 47 over 43, are not dumb, but their politicians are very, very mm-hmm. out of touch with mm-hmm. the folks that are actually living in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's Eric Thronson, political consultant from California, just laying down the truth for us.
Yep. I'm trying. I'm trying to give Texas bombs. The benefit of the doubt.
You should never do that. Okay. Eric again, yes? Luke Metzger from Environment Texas joined us for our The Environment or Whatever game for our fifth episode of season two. It's another multiple choice. Because we all have to care about the environment. Oh, never mind. That joke doesn't make sense anymore. Praise Aaron. Okay. House Bill 520 would require utilities to install blank after they dig along state highways. Install blank. Endangered plant species. Endangered plant species. B, bluebonnets, the Texas state flower. Mm-hmm. C, native and pollinator-friendly plants. Or D, a Bucky's billboard.
I thought you were going to say fiber optic cable, because that is actually what would make sense. But let's go with, I think, C, the native pollinator one.
You'd go for the sex and you'd be right, Eric. Mm-hmm. Yes. Native and pollinator friendly plants.
Nice.
Okay. It's called the Be Kind to Pollinators Bill. I did not write that caption.
I think they took a page from California, because we passed that bill like 5 years ago.
Oh. I was just telling some of my junior staff today, they were writing talking points, and one of them was like, California passed a bill and all these things are great. And I'm like, no, 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 no. We never mentioned California, New York, ever, because that kills our bill. Yeah. All right. And speaking of that, that bill, House Bill 520, died in committee, just like all the honeybees.
No.
Okay, Debbie.
Yes.
Set up. House Bill 1683, which prohibits cities from enforcing federal regulations on blank, could force the city of Austin to close Barton Springs Pool. It prohibits cities from enforcing federal regulations on blank. Is it A, oil and gas? B, public urination and nudity. C, masks. D, diving boards over 3 feet high.
Wow, that's a tough one. I'm sorry, Debbie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really?
I bet it's nudity.
Yeah.
So I guess
public urination and nudity and oil and gas are really one. Okay, so it's a bill that prohibits... Yeah. A bill that prohibits cities from enforcing federal regulations on blank could force the city of Austin to close Barton Springs Pool.
I would have to say, it's
oil and gas, public urination and nudity. We call that the Eric mask. Or diving boards over 3 feet high.
I would say oil and gas, because I think that's the only thing that the feds in that instance would have.
You're right.
It's okay.
Okay.
Oh, are we tied?
I don't know.
I don't.
Eric has 3 and Debbie has 2.
That California is just crushing us.
I know.
All those regulations, they're actually getting better. I guess it helps with like your life expectancy. Okay. Okay, I love how these all have setups. I'm pretty proud of them. Eric, you might not be able to have an abortion in Texas anymore, but so far we can still talk about it. Just not to somebody who's thinking about getting an abortion, because then you can be sued. Carissa Lopez, political director at Texas Freedom Network, joined us to talk about these bills in our game, The Cowgirl Handmaid's Tale. True or false? Senate Bill 8, an anti-abortion law that went into effect September 1, 2021, allows private citizens to sue abortion providers or anyone who helps someone get an abortion after a fetal heartbeat has been detected. The person would not have to be connected to someone who has had an abortion or to a provider to sue, and they do not need to live in Texas. Don't get any ideas, Eric. True or false?
Is it true or false that I shouldn't get any ideas, or?
Yes, and is that statement about Senate Bill 8, are all those components true?
I think they're true because Texas is draconian.
Yep.
I think you're right. Yeah.
But anybody who wants an abortion, come to California. We'll even pay for you to come. Like, we love abortions in California, apparently. I don't know if that's the right thing to say.
We love women's rights.
Yeah, but we do love women's rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Well, now someone can sue you, Eric, because I mean, I guess you're not physically in Texas right now, but we don't want to give anyone an idea that if you talk to
This case could go all the way to the Supreme Court. They could sue me. Mm-hmm. We could deliberate over whether me being in California, but on a Texas podcast, like which is like, where am I actually? Yeah, like,
okay. I need to see this whole shirt. It says I drink
and
what?
I drink
and I know things.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
I didn't want to give it away because now Debbie doesn't want to compete against me.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows things. I don't know things.
She had only known that before.
Okay. Debbie, same setup.
Did you almost call me Aaron?
Yes. I think she misses Aaron.
I called you Amy. And then
you said
AA.
You're going to say AA, Ron.
Yeah.
I do miss AA.
I know. It's not the same.
He'll be back.
Actually, I think our banter is pretty good here.
Yeah.
As the kids say, this vibe is deuces. I think that means like peace out. I don't know. We'll have to ask the children I have at work. Okay. True or false? House Bill 1280 provides abortion in Texas 30 days after the SCOTUS. Oh, let's go back in time. House Bill 1280 prohibits abortion in Texas 30 days after SCOTUS overturns Roe versus Wade and makes it a first-degree felony with a life sentence in prison for any doctor who performs the procedure. So let me rephrase that. There was another bill that got passed that said if SCOTUS ever overturns Roe versus Wade,
that would be triggered. Yeah.
True or false?
True. I
remember that. True. And that's how we play the cowgirl's Handmaid's Tale. Me.
Just sad.
It is really
under his
sad.
Eye.
That's right.
Under his eye.
Well, that really brought us down. I guess that's it for the show.
That looks like Eric, the man, is beating Debbie, the woman, 4-3 in this game.
Wow. Only in Texas.
Okay, we're going to play one more question from this game. We're going to go to, and then we have a second game. Okay, in a game called No, K-N-O-W, Separation of Church and State. Get it? K and no, because you got to know, but there's no. We asked our guests if separation were real or just a guideline, and who better to know about walking a fine line than our lobbyist guest at the time named Jonathan Connors. So there are, this is a multiple choice. Prayer in schools is a popular topic, right?
Ben?
Prayer in Texas schools is a popular topic right-wing politicians use to gear up their evangelical voting base. This may explain why State Rep. Mays Middleton filed a bill, House Bill 2399, that would allow school districts to adopt which of the following policies. This is to you, Eric, right?
Oh, sure. Shoot, I should better listen.
Okay, so Mays Middleton, House Bill 2399, schools are allowed to do this. A, require the reading of Bible verses before school every day. B, require every campus in the school district to provide a period of prayer and readings from the Bible each day. C, would allow schools to rename themselves for Christian martyrs or saints. or D, would allow school buildings to be used as places of worship outside of school hours and regularly scheduled events? Which one of those is true?
Well, I can't imagine it's C. I mean, because, you know, like a St. Mary's public school competing with a St. Mary's private school is going to be kind of tough, right? Like, yeah, which yeah. St. Mary's?
Why would you do that?
Who do I pass the ball to? I'm so confused. Like, that's
going to be like a biblical proportion fight.
Yeah, it can't be that one. I don't know. I'm going to guess. I mean, because it's the least offensive, D.
You'd like that, but no, it's require every campus in the school district to provide a period of prayer and reading from the Bible each day. I don't know if this bill passed. I'll have to look it up.
It couldn't have passed.
It couldn't have passed. Could.
Don't dare them. Don't.
You know what? As long as there are tests, there will always be prayer in
prayer
school.
Prayer in school.
That's from a... that guy from Margaritaville at the Alamo. That's what he said.
Did Buffett said that? I just can't believe it.
He did. He said it. Okay. Oh, I guess that was my only God joke. Okay. In our second to last episode, two of our interns played Endgame, where we tested to see if they had been paying attention at all during their tenure on the show. Okay, so I'm going to give you also multiple choice, so it's fair. Which of the following were not one of the governor's emergency matters? And this is last session.
Okay.
Which one of these were not? Expanding broadband internet access. Proclaiming every sperm is sacred. Changing the bail system. Or investing in a pandemic prevention and response team. Which one of those were not one of his priorities?
Oh, man.
Broadband, I mean, all of them. Sperm, bail. Most people bail after the sperm. Or pandemic prevention and response
team. Yeah, I mean, I gotta, you know what? As much as I could believe it's the pandemic response, because how we've reacted to it. I would say sperm. Every sperm is sacred.
You're correct. He did
not proclaim that. Okay, thank goddess.
But he also did not invest in a panic and response team. That was a trick question.
So either answer would have been correct.
Been okay. Like, yeah.
Wow. Okay, how are
Isn't
we standing
that
after
sad?
That?
Now they're tied.
Oh, 4-4 tied.
Okay.
Bring on the trash talk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. First, you go, Debbie.
I'm not going
to
trash talk.
Eric,
the trash miming. He's doing some trash miming over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got some banana peels over here. I got some wrapper from my burrito from 3 days ago, woman. Okay. We're going to play a game. Do you have text for this, Amy? Did I write it in the script?
Oh, hold the phone. Yeah. In case you couldn't tell, Stephanie had a rough time this week preparing for the podcast. So we're going to walk down memory lane again and play a game from our first season. You remember April of 2020 when we all thought we were going to die alone in our houses without toilet paper? Let's play $50 billion star.
Yeah, oh, wait. I was going to call it $25,000 pyramid, but I think that's probably copywritten. So. Get it $50 billion star. Because we actually have $50 billion right now to spend in Texas,
right.
Which we could spend on like schools or nurses or kids, but we're just going to give to rich people.
Humble civil servants.
They're humble civil servants.
You know, like,
cut taxes.
Be nice.
Yeah. Maybe touching some rape kits.
Yeah,
that much. He can't even shave off a little bit. Yeah. But I thought he was going to end rape. Didn't he say he was going to end rape?
He didn't get around to that yet?
No. So I think we ran out of time in the last session.
He's been a busy guy. He's been a busy guy.
Look, rape is on the back burner. Wow. Well, drag queens are out there
right,
singing off key. Wearing clothes that are way too tight.
Being fabulous.
being bad.
Spreading too much glitter.
The makeup and hair and glitter industries. Damn yes. those economic drivers.
Bringing too much joy to too right. many communities.
Throwing too much shade.
Right, but strip really? Clubs. Strip clubs. We have a senator whose husband owns a series of strip clubs.
Stephanie, that's come okay. on. Strip clubs, there are no costumes. There are not very many. It really doesn't take that many resources. Oh, to okay. Completely right. different category. Although there is glitter, I think.
There's true. There's
and tucking. Okay. All right. 20. Okay. So I'm going to, we got 30 seconds on the board. Okay. Right. And I'm going to try to get you to say a name that is associated with the Texas legislature. And you're each going to get three. And then we'll go to the thing that's called sudden death, which is what it's called if you're a woman in Texas. Okay. Yeah. Eric, are you ready?
Hold on. I'm supposed to say a name of a
No,
person.
I'm going to try to no. I'm going to try to describe to you this word that is associated with the Texas legislature.
Oh, okay. I don't have to say like a legislator?
Well, maybe, but I'll give you great. Clues. I'll give okay. you clues. Okay?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, this is a procedural move when you don't think that what's happening on the floor is accurate and so you say it
you
and
table it makes
It makes stuff stop, and the parliamentarian has to review it to see if they actually follow the right.
You process. Can't handle the truth.
Yes. Okay. And you do this with your finger when you're angry with somebody, and it's impolite.
Well, point of order.
There you go. Good job. Okay. Okay. So that's what a point. Good job. That actually worked out well.
That was good.
Yeah. Okay.
I only have to get one in 30 seconds. I did it.
You did it. Well, we do it three times. So oh. now it's Debbie's turn.
Okay.
Okay, Debbie.
All right.
Okay, this is one of only two female governors who have ever ruled over Texas. Our friends Tom and Janet play these characters.
Mom on Over the Ledge. Okay.
Okay, so one of those is this woman's first name.
Oh,
it's either Janet. Janet's character is named.
You just need a name. Female
yes,
governor.
And the last name is a character in The Matrix. Okay, sorry, time's up. Do you know for the steal, Eric?
I know.
Ma Pritchard.
No.
Amy.
Amy Ma Ferguson.
Ma Keanu.
And Anne Richards.
Yes.
Ma Keanu. Was it Ferguson. The other,
Ma Ferguson. The other oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Eric, are you ready?
Yeah.
I thought there was only one governor, female governor.
That's there are two.
I thought, yeah, Ann Richards, yeah.
Yeah, I think the other one was just, I mean, wasn't she just married to a governor and then that governor died and she became the governor?
He didn't like, die, I don't think.
No, I think he went to jail.
Oh, okay. That's kind of an illegitimate governor. I don't know if I recognize that one as a governor.
Wow, because she's a woman?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
Apparently, according to my Texas history that I heard when I worked for Governor Ann Richards, Ma did some things. She like used her position. So she got in there on Pa's coattails. But once she was in there, she had her own agenda. So
okay.
I think she counts.
All right.
Fair enough.
Eric, are you ready?
Hold on. Before we start, you know that that's two female governors more than California has ever had.
Is that right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Really?
California's never had.
Oh,
a female
yeah, you're
governor.
Right. You're right.
But how many? But they've had multiple senators, I guess.
Yeah. They're do you not have female senators in Texas?
Wait, yes, we did. Kay Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Kay Bailey has.
You're talking about to Congress, but in the state house, we have plenty of female senators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, U.S. senators. Yes, we've had. Yeah. Well, at least two.
I guess I was thinking statewide office. Yeah, but yeah.
We haven't had any actors, like, you know, California.
Well, we've had a few of those. It's true.
Few actors. Yeah.
Actor, Debbie. Actor. Okay, Eric, here we go.
We're ready.
This is the statue on the top of the building at the Texas Capitol. And it's
the Angel Moroni.
Woman, very close. Not for Mr. Smith. She has a sword and she's holding a star.
Liberty.
Yes, that's part of it. Yeah. She is the blank of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. It can't be the Statue of Liberty.
She's ruler of all. Devil is the opposite. Too bad you lost. It's the goddess of liberty.
Oh, well, I mean, she just goes by Liberty when I hang out with her. Like, she doesn't, she drops the goddess part. Come on.
She's like, just call me Liberty.
Just call me Liberty. It's cool.
We have a goddess on the top of the statehouse in Texas.
Yeah. A woman.
Woman.
That's who I am. She's, every time I do Over the Ledge, I'm the goddess.
I didn't know they called a goddess. That sounds
I thought it was a Lady of Liberty, but
no, I thought mistaken. It was Lady Liberty too, but it's goddess. Okay, to you, Debbie.
Yes.
It's so pantheistic.
This is what happens when a bill has passed the House and the Senate, but they're completely different bills or there's something a little bit different. And so they have to get together in a room and it's a type of a meeting that's called a
swingers party.
Yes. And then when a whole bunch of people in the same, like a whole bunch of pharmacists get together in a hotel, it's called a
drug convention.
Almost like, sorry. It's a conference. Can you steal, Eric?
It's a conference committee.
It is a conference committee.
Oh, conference.
Didn't I describe conference and committee pretty well there?
You did. I was just,
okay.
Sorry. Convention.
I'm just not with it tonight, you know.
That's cool. It's cool.
It's cool.
Okay. I'm going to give Eric a hard one here.
That's cool. Oh, like usual.
That's just like. You wanted to give Miss, what's her name? Okay. This is where we write down everything that happens in the Texas legislature. Little girls have one and they write down their feelings in them.
The daily journal? The journal? How do you call it a daily journal?
I call it Stephanie's journal.
I mean, not the burn book? Does the Texas legislature call it the daily journal?
Just the journal.
We have a daily journal.
Okay. Okay, Debbie, I think this might be for the tie or the win.
Well, yeah. I think
Okay, of my words. Okay, this is our Lieutenant Governor's real name. And the first one is short is a kid's name that we know him as right now.
Okay, so
and also the guy from Greece who she falls in love with, his first name was
Danny.
Okay, and then the guy from Charles in Charge of, what was his, the actor's name? Okay, and then the last name is from Arrested Development. It's the second son who rides around on the Segway.
Job.
Yes.
No. Yes.
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 Danny
yes.
Scott Danny Job.
Ah!
You did it.
Ah! Look at that face. Eric, look at that face. To come in, Andy.
Those were some good clues, Stephanie.
They were, yeah, good.
Thank you.
Good job. I would never, ever, ever in a million years.
It just happened.
It just happened.
Okay, I think that might be how we open this episode is with that. Gotta write this timestamp down. Where are we?
48:08.
Okay, how did our people do, Amy?
Eric is winning 7-5.
Good job, Eric. He was the most knowledgeable
comedian.
In
the world.
Not in us.
In the world.
Would you like to make a speech here while I have you on solo view?
I think it's the Bud Light that does it.
Okay. I love that you really drink high quality beer there.
Yeah, product placement. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can take the guy out of Texas, but you can't take the country out of the guy.
So. True words.
Something like that.
Yeah, from so that guy, from Jimmy. Jimmy Crockett at the helm.
Davies.
With his little dove on his shoulder.
I thought it was David Bowie. Wasn't he at the Alamo?
No, it's David Bowie. Bowie. Was it Jim Bowie?
No, it was Ziggy Stardust.
It was Jim Bowie, like the Bowie knife.
Jim Bowie.
Yeah.
Jim Bowie. But then who's the singer? David.
Davy Crockett, yeah.
But then Charlie the singer's Crockett. David Bowie.
David Bowie. Yeah.
Bowie.
No, yeah. But there was a David Crockett singer. Wasn't he on the Monkees?
Davy Jones.
Oh, damn it. Davy Jones. Whatever. They're all the same.
Okay, Amy, what's next?
Sorry. Now it's time to do something completely different, and I have no idea what it is because Stephanie thought it up on her way home from work 30 minutes ago and hasn't written it down yet. Take it away, Stephanie. Surprise us.
I do want to say I really did struggle to get a guest. And earlier today, I was like, fuck it. I haven't written the script. I haven't written the games. And I'm just going to cancel. And then I was like, no, I want to hang out with these people. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be great. We'll think of something. And look at what happened.
Best show ever.
Magic.
Best show ever.
Magic.
Magic. Second Aaron.
I've heard a lot of good shows. This is not the best show ever. I've heard a lot of good ones. This one is, all right.
This one is all right. Well, okay, so this is what I thought about is I'm just going to talk about a couple of things that are happening in the pop culture of the Texas legislature and then see what you guys think should happen or answer any questions. And so this is just kind of a gab fest for us. Not trying to take that copyright from Slate. So I think the first thing that's a bit of a controversy right now is there was a male Texas lawmaker who filed a bill against drag shows. And then a video showed up on Twitter a day or two ago of him performing in drag. Mm-hmm. He's dressed up like a girl and he's running around. And his name is Rep Nate. I call him Shits Line, but it's like Shats Line, S-C-H-T-Z Line.
Where's he from?
That's a good question. I'll have to look that up. So I'll link to it. We can watch it later. I'm not as upset that he's dressed as a woman and then saying that you shouldn't be allowed to dress as a woman. It's that they're like skipping around and then the woman's getting beat by a big like inflatable hammer.
I don't know
what's going on. Okay, but he's responded that obviously that was just a play and he was acting. What do y'all think about this issue? Go.
I can't believe drag queens are just playing. I mean, come on.
It's all acting. I mean, I don't get this particular targeting on drag perform. I don't get it. It's
I wonder if it plays well in his community.
Yeah, but like,
it's just another sad example of a white man in Texas trying to use other people to beat them down to make himself look better. And it's tradition. I think it's tradition in Texas at this point.
Somebody else I was talking to about this outside of this was talking about how isn't it just like part of the hazing process to get into the skulls as you dress up like a woman? Right? So why?
Well, there's so many comedians who dress up like when, why focus on? I mean, it seems like it's homophobia based, so they're trying to like drum up a little hate or harness it for political gain.
Well, what I just think it's like, do they really, truly believe this? I mean, I don't see how I truly don't understand. Like, whoever's, the people introducing these bills, do they really believe? It's so stupid. Do they really believe that? Or, that it's banning drag, like that drag is bad, or it's incite, like turning people gay or whatever rationale they're using. Like, I mean, do they really?
Okay,
did someone just like through and come up with an idea of like, hey,
I'm gonna give you the caption text of his bill relating to the definition of sexually oriented business. There are three other bills exactly like this that are filed, and in the text it says, it is a two-page bill. It says drag performance has a meaning as we've just defined it. And here it is. A performance in which a performer exhibits a gender identity that is different than the performer's gender assigned at birth using clothing, makeup, or other physical markers, and sings, lip syncs, dances, or otherwise performs before an audience for entertainment.
What are they going to do about Chuck E. Cheese? Can he not do it? What if, somebody's sick? I mean, Chuck E.'s identifies as male. What if a female staff member has to be Chucky or some sort of?
Exactly.
Great point. Any mascot, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. What about all the universities? Can they not have?
What about the, Bevo? The.
I mean, Bevo's clearly a dude. Could a chick be in Bevo?
Yeah.
Those are good questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think someone hasn't thought this all the way through. And what does performing really mean? Like,
right. Well, I mean, he defined it for us. Singing. Well,
but what if I was singing in front of my wife dressed up like a woman? I'm performing for her. Am I breaking the law? We're in our own house.
Like, well, it's very specific that two or more people are performing. And what about Shakespeare? Was that all drag?
Right.
Was that all drag?
Yeah, I think totally. Yes.
According to Shakespeare in Love, it was.
You know, that legally movie does not hold up on a
just really absurd.
Yeah,
but okay, so do we feel like this representative Schitzline, I'm sorry, he already Schatz line is being hypocritical? Do we feel like he might need some counseling so that he can come out as he truly is? Does he deserve to be punished, ridiculed?
I don't know. I bet when he was elected, the other white male Republicans handed him his book. And the book said, you know what you do is you find things that single other people out and make them feel bad and then pass bills or introduce bills on them so that you look better. And he's just playing from that book, right? This is one of how many silly things are proposed by white Republican males?
The scary thing is they're passing. Yeah. Like stuff like this should not even get written. Like should not be a bill written about it. It should not be introduced. There should be nothing. This should be shot down.
Yes.
You know, before it even makes it to paper. And that's what terrifies me.
You sound like a Californian.
I think it's a lot easier than like fixing the grid, you know, like of course. They don't require, they're like unfunded mandates. Like we get to do it. We get to get all this political clout out of it. And then other people have to suffer the consequences.
Want to say three things. One, someone needs to start a campaign where we send every one of these authors makeup. Just get your old makeup, send it to them. Two, I think we need a drag performance about this bill. Irony, meta. And I have forgotten.
And three.
I can't remember. I had one.
I think
one.
It was something like this. Three.
Okay, hold on. The wearing, the drag. Shit, something about drag. Maybe it'll come to me in another. I got it. May I? It's always bothered me that a man can throw on a dress very quickly and be like, ha, 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 I'm running around like a woman. And we think it's so funny. But a girl, there's no equal easy Halloween costume for us.
You're right, Stephanie. You should run a bill about that.
Thank you, Eric. I have two more days. All right, let's move. Any more comments or I'm going to move topics for
us? No. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Texas State Senator Charles Schwertner was arrested on a DUI a couple of weeks ago. Class B misdemeanor charge. He is still the chair of whatever committee he's chairing right now. This is on the heels of a nasty divorce where infidelity has been accused. And 2 years ago, he was accused of sending a picture of his member to a graduate student unsolicited, a graduate student who was asking for a job. And he said, how about this job? I don't know what he said. Okay.
You're probably not far from the truth.
So I think I have two questions here. One is, this is repeat behavior. He's still a senator and he's still a chairman. Second is, and maybe it's just because I'm in the House and he is in the Senate, there are rumors that he is having an affair with a House member. And what I'm hearing is an awful lot of shit about her and how dare she do this. I'm not hearing any shit about him. Like I said, I'm in opposite chambers. But what do you feel is just people off the street about this information about one of your leaders?
Oh, he should absolutely be removed from committee. At the very minimum.
Like, I am a humble civil servant for the state of Texas. And if I was caught driving under the influence, hell, I can't even go out to lunch with my coworkers and have a margarita. Like, you do that and you get fired. And so I don't understand how this clown, because he's what he is, you know, still in a position of leadership and on a committee. So I think he needs to be removed. And I'm just so tired of the hypocrisy. So tired of it.
That's a really good point.
That's my piece.
There are rules based,
yeah,
for, you know, people who, yeah, are employed by the state in different,
yeah,
ways.
They, you as elected leaders, they are also civil servants too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he gets to stand up and yell bingo because he got all five, right? he was unfaithful. He sent his picture to a young girl. He got a DUI. Like, I mean, he's like running the table. Like, everyone else is like, damn, why can't I be more like that guy? Like, having an affair with a house member? I mean, he's checking them all off. Like,
yeah.
What else do you get elected for exactly? I'm not sure.
We could just catch him in a dress. I mean, that'd be it. That'd be it.
You get the center. Done. Of the
board. That would work.
I'm going to, all right, right now, just like Kinky Freeman offered money in the past, I'm offering $100 American to anyone who brings me a picture of Charles Schwartner in a dress.
Yes.
Wait, didn't 100... we have? No. Yes. Who do we have?
It was Kinky Friedman who wanted information on Perry being gay. Somebody offered a lot of money if somebody had. Like,
one of our guests came on and had all kinds of information about that particular topic.
Oh,
remember?
I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. I would love to see these guys' browsers' histories.
That should be a bill, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yes. A bill. Write it down.
We did have a senator who wanted all the members to be drug tested, and surprisingly, that bill failed.
Wow. I'm sure it was just too unwieldy and expensive.
How could we ever keep track? I mean, look at what we do with our rape kits. You think we can keep track of a urine sample?
I think that would be the G in bingo. If you definitely got all the drugs, bam, you got the G.
I think what bothers me a bit is, you know, you don't ever know what's going on in somebody's life or their relationships, and I want to be respectful. DUI, people make mistakes. You're having a bad day. It's when you are so terrible about civil rights for others and you have this persona and rhetoric of being a God-fearing Christian who would not commit this mortal sin, and then you do, and you both seem like you don't care and you get away with it.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
Well, and I would argue the point too, Stephanie, yeah, people have bad days, you know, things happen, but that doesn't excuse you from consequences.
Mm-hmm. That's right. True.
Yep.
You still get a citation.
You still have to,
whatever.
Yeah, you know, that's.
Lots of people lose their jobs over DUIs.
Yeah.
Not just state employees.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You,
yeah.
But, oh, no, you're a senator. It's cool.
You're a senator. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
In Texas, we have, in Sexus, sorry, I was thinking about Schwartner. We do not have a mechanism for the people to remove an elected official mid-term. So
what?
We cannot petition to remove a member, a legislator, a rep or a senator, or the governor. You cannot petition for that. Only the Senate can censure the senators, and the House can censure the representatives. And I don't think there's any way to go after the governor. And of course, these are the people in charge, so they're never going to pass a bill that lets the public or anyone else come for them. So it's really up to the voters. And I don't know why they keep voting for him.
Good question.
That's a really good question.
That's why I'm here to ask the tough questions.
I think a lot of people play politics is just a team game, you know? And so, like, I vote for the person on my team. I'm a Republican, so I vote for the Republican. It doesn't matter what he is or hasn't done. He's on my team, so I vote for him. And that's sad, but true.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to close down with this last question about Winter Storm Uri. Mm-hmm. And we do all remember freezing in our homes, watching our friends freeze in their homes. The legislature didn't really do anything about it. And now we're experiencing the storm we just had a couple of weeks ago. Yesterday, they were prepping us to not have electricity. Again, the legislature didn't do that much. Why are we still voting for these people? I don't know where my question is here. What do you think about the storm and where we're at now with our infrastructure?
I mean, go ahead, Amy.
Well, I knew a lot about this while I was stuck in my house, but then I think we all sort of were like, we don't want to think about it anymore. So I think that adds to it. But the whole weird payment system that's based on, I think it was like Venezuela and the USSR, like those were the only people who did their energy policy like ours, like the energy payment system. So I don't know why that's supportable. I think that's partly why we're seeing all these like bills against trans kids, you know, it's just misdirection going on. I'm surprised people aren't more angry. So I kind of blame, we just don't have enough good journalism that like, yeah. There aren't enough ways that people can keep that story front of mind, you know? So I feel like if we had the kind of news coverage like we used to even 20, 30 years ago, you would be hearing more of it. You'd have lots of think piece, you know, it could be in front of people's faces instead of just the newest thing.
Right. No, I think, yeah, the 24-hour news cycle has really changed that.
It's old. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Old.
Yeah. I remember growing up, it was 6 p.m. news with Peter Jennings, like, and that was it. Like, you did, you know, and stories did have that, you know, that like that graveness and the heaviness,
gravitas.
Like the
gravitas.
Thank you. But they did, yeah. But now, I mean, things just evaporate in the news cycle so quickly. And I also think too, like when you are hustling, you know, so many people are working multiple jobs, you know, they've got kids, they've got all these obligations, you know, they're doing the bare minimum just to be able to survive. And it's like, there's no energy left over at the end of the day to be able to, you know, fight or, you know, like get together and band together and feel like, well, we're going to do something about it. And it's, everyone is just, I think, defeated. I know that's how I feel. Because after the winter storm a couple weeks ago, I was just like, there's no way this will ever get better. It was hard to not to feel defeated. It was just like, this is going to be life from now on.
Yeah.
Like I have to panic every time the weather's going to freeze.
I just wonder if also, I mean, there's some sort of, I mean, in order to want to make a change, you have to admit that there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's just too many, especially elected individuals in Texas who are like, no, you know, this happens. Like people freeze to death. It's a thing. Like we've always lived through this. We're fine. Like
right,
climate
right.
change isn't happening. Like storms, you know, these storms are just like other storms. It's just people are unlucky. Why would we make anything different? And you have to stop and say, you know, our world is changing around us pretty mm-hmm. rapidly. And these Absolutely. Are just indicators of that. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to, well, I can't say no one, but I think there's a lot of people.
A
who
lot
are
of
like,
people, yeah.
No, we're good. Why would we have to change anything?
Right.
Somebody said,
that's a very good point.
Yesterday, who came into my office, I wish I had my notes, but it was like, you know, the human species, I want so, you know, I'm really rooting for them, but they just keep fucking up. It was yeah. something like that.
That's about right.
I feel like also in Texas, there's this idea like, well, I guess we just need to all take personal responsibility and yep. become preppers. Like, yep. we need to like. That's don't right. worry so much about the police, just everybody, you know, do a big wall and security mm-hmm. and have guns. And you know, it's like every person for themselves here, like no matter your circumstances, you know, like, yeah. oh, you're a single mom yeah. with a bunch of little kids. You still have to just prep, you know, that's do it all yourself.
But whatever you do, do not shake your hips during the mockers.
No,
right.
Don't.
Absolutely.
Right. No. I mean, pretty soon we're going to be driving our own garbage out to the dump because like we shouldn't have to pay for like. Anybody to pick up our garbage and recycling.
Yeah.
Well, you just burn it in the backyard. It's fine.
There you
yeah.
go. Back as God intended.
Burn your own garbage.
All right.
Then you stay warm.
Oh.
Take us right. home, Amy. Thank y'all.
What a note to end on. Thank you so much to wait a minute. Nope, that's not the hold on.
Yes.
My last part. Was that it?
That is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much to our special guests, Debbie Odette and Eric Bronson. Thank you to our Over the Ledge benevolent empress, Stephanie Chiarello.
Thank you to Amy Lowry for guiding us through this episode. Just remember, she thinks y'all need to talk.
And that's our show. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast wherever you get yours. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok as at Over the Ledge with no D.
Unless you're Schwartner.
With no D. And with you don't like my little way.